What a humbling experience the recording of this podcast has been for you. Oh my gosh. Last week, I was mid-hermit, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about the second line hermit. I was mid-hermit, and I decided to push through and record an episode. And when I sent it to my editor, lo and behold, it had no sound. And then another day, I came in and I tried to record an episode again about the second line need to hermit and not pushing through. And when I tried to transcribe it into script, it came up in a completely different language. Like, it wasn't anything that I would ever talk about. And when I tried to re-listen to myself, it sounded like I was speaking a different language. No amount of troubleshooting could fix this episode. So today we are going to actually talk about what happens when you push through energy that you do not have. I'm going to focus specifically on the second line because that is my lived experience and this big collective push to hermit that's happening right now that I want to address. Buckle up. First things first, if you do not have your human design chart and you don't know what your human design profile is, then head on over to VickiDixon.com. You can run your chart for free. You'll get a couple of weeks of emails that walk you through exactly what it means for your design and your life specifically. Your human design profile is the role that you play in the movie of your life. And while it should, and I hate that word, but should be the most natural thing in the world, and it can be the most natural thing in the world, I see it over and over again with clients and with my own lived experience to be the most conditioned place or one of the most conditioned places in our designs. And just think about it. It's who you're here to be. So of course you got batted around against it. I know for me as a second line, I was often told I was too quiet, too reserved, needed too much time alone. It was a fault. And it's actually a gift for a second line profile. So let's walk you through where to find your profile and what exactly is a second line profile. Your profile will be listed on your human design chart, usually where it says your type. It will say your type, your strategy, your authority, your profile. It's two numbers. It's taken from the number after the decimal on the top two numbers on the right-hand side and then the top two numbers on the left-hand side of your chart. So my human design profile is a 2-4. If you have a second line profile, which is what we're talking about today, if you have a second line profile in your human design, you will be either a 2-4, a 2-5, a 5-2, or a 6-2 profile. And you may have someone else in your life who is a second line profile, so this could help you to understand them a little better. I'm going to be speaking specifically about what it feels like in my body as a second line. We're going to talk about things like, what does it mean to hermit? Why do you need to hermit? What happens when you push through hermiting? What does it feel like in your body when you come out of a hermit? That's a question that I got. So I'm recording this episode for you because I did a reel the other day, and you may want to check it out on Instagram or Facebook. I did a reel that talks about the need for rest and the need to hermit away. And also this phenomena I'm seeing in the online space with second lines. The other day I had probably 6 or 8 second line profiles on a call with other profiles as well. And every single one of them said that they were feeling the need to hermit. And this is no regular hermit that we are feeling. This is probably the most powerful hermit that I remember ever feeling in my life. That's not to say I haven't had a more powerful one, but maybe I wasn't aware of it at the time. Collectively, as second lines, we are feeling this. And I don't know what it means, but I can tell you that it means something. So as a second line, you have a need to hermit away. What does that mean? It means that you have a need to come back to yourself, usually away from other people. And it's not about getting away from other people. It's about coming back to yourself. As a second line, you're considered a natural. So there's a natural genius or geniuses that live in second line profiles. We can't understand our own gifts. We don't see them as gifts. I cannot tell you the number of times that I have had people tell me something that I should do in my business. And I've been like, well, everybody can do that. Why would I do that? Why would that be a service? And then lo and behold, doesn't somebody come along and ask for exactly that same thing? Because what you do is not easy for everyone. It is actually a gift. And those gifts need to be called out of you because you can't see them. In order for that to happen, you have to take time away and marinate in them. Come back to yourself. So on this reel, I had someone comment, all you have to do is get into a yoga pose for 5 minutes a day and that's your hermit. obviously not said by a second line person. It's more than that. It's way more than that. Please let's not just surface level this as, oh, this person just needs to be away from people for a few minutes every day. That's not what this is. Not by a long shot. Someone else asked, what does it mean though? Does it mean like I don't go to parties? I don't go to social gatherings? I don't feel like going to a store? What does hermiting actually mean? In my experience with myself and other second line clients, it is really a lot deeper than that. Yes, there is some introversion with the second line. I believe there's always some introversion with the second line. And remember, introversion is when you need alone time to recharge. So that's always going to be part of the second line. You can be extroverted in your other line. You can be extroverted as a person, but you're going to need this time to come inward, to come back to yourself. So it's not just about not going to parties, not socializing, something like that. It may not be about that at all. It's really about what is it going to take for you to come back to yourself. And every second line that I know, we get to a point where we just can't. There are no other words for it. Like, I just can't. I can't keep going in my business. I can't keep going in my content. I can't keep going with my friends. I can't keep going with clients. It's like hard stop. Now, most of society doesn't honor that. What job could you possibly have where you could say, you know what? I'm out. I need to come back to myself. I'm out. That's the beauty of being an entrepreneur as a second line, is that we can. And I encourage you to trust that. So for me on Instagram for maybe the last, oh gosh, it may even be a month now. And it's really inconvenient timing because I opened Blue Sparrow, my online resale shop, and very quickly after, very soon after, went into a hermit phase. And it has been a hard-ass hermit phase that I'm in. I had a coach say to me a long time ago, living your design is not always convenient, but it's always correct. And that is the truth. So on my Instagram, I have been away probably 3 weeks to a month on my main account. Very inconvenient. Also correct for me. The only way I am going to be able to come back to myself and realize what's next in my business. So as a second line, how can you really surrender to this need to retreat? This need to have this hard stop in your life, in your business, whatever it is for you. How can you honor that as the strategy? The pause is the strategy. The pause, the retreat, the hermit allows what's meant to come through you to come through. I often say in my Content by Design course to second line, people need to miss you. In order to call you out, they need to miss you. You are not going to be irrelevant if you take some time away as a second line profile. The opposite is true. People will see you in your gifts and they will pull them out of you in the most beautiful way. So hermiting is not just about getting away from people, not about being introverted, not about avoiding social gatherings. It is a true coming home to yourself. And when you push through that, and I'm going to share with you how I did that, and it did not serve you when I did that. When you push through the hermit phase, when you try to be consistent as society defines it, you lose the golden thread of who you are. You lose the juice in your business and in your offers. You don't draw the right people to you or any people to you at all. You're not fooling anybody, basically. And I'm ashamed to say that I did this. However, business is third line. No matter what your profile is, business is third line. And you got to get in there and make mistakes and bump around. And your conditioning is going to come for you over and over and over again. We are never fully healed. Human design is a deconditioning, a healing process. And for this last phase of my process, I have been feeling this deep, deep need to hermit like so many second lines. And I ignored it for the podcast. I was okay with not showing up on social media. But part of me felt like you couldn't live without me if I didn't release a podcast episode on Monday mornings. Isn't that insane? Isn't that insane? Bit narcissistic, maybe? Really? The world is going to collapse if Vicki Dixon doesn't publish Unjaded on a Monday or three? So I pushed through. And you know how it feels when you're sitting at your notebook or your computer, agonizing. What am I going to record? What am I going to say? What do they want to hear from me? Not my best work. I'm a manifesting generator designed to be in response. I am not designed to sit at a desk and try to come up with an idea for you. What was I thinking? I teach this stuff. So I released 3 episodes that I'm not super duper proud of. I can't tell you the number of times that I have thought you should just take those off the podcast. Just go back and remove them. I'm not going to do that because I work out loud. I live my design out loud every day. That's how my design works. Uncomfortable as it may be, I go first. I go publicly. I show up naked at my high school reunion. And we all learn through that. So thank you for being here for the mess and for the genius and all of the things that you're here for. I appreciate you. And I encourage you to learn from my mistake, to learn as a second line and really as anyone in your business. If you're at a point where you need a pause, Lippin, pause. Allow yourself to rest. The world does not collapse because you don't do an Instagram post, a YouTube video, a podcast episode. It is not your job to entertain the world. Most of this content that we are creating online, which I freaking love, but most of it is free. It's free entertainment and education for people. This is not your life's work. This is things that lead to your life's work with the people that you're here to serve. So if you are in a phase where you need to hermit, for the love of God, please do not push through that energy that you do not have. You're not going to do good work anyway. Take it from me. Take it from my last 3 episodes of Unjaded. Not my best work. And you won't do your best work pushing through a hermit either. So allow yourself to take the time to hermit. Allow yourself to take the time to come back to yourself. And your people will call out the genius in you. Or energetically, depending on your design, that genius will be called out. Now for me, that happened this morning, and that's what I'm going to share with you in the next episode of Unjaded. See, I have all these episodes pouring out of me now. Now that my hermit phase is over, I have all of this stuff pouring out of me for you. All the juice is here. It wasn't there when I didn't hermit. I needed to hermit. And you do too as a second line. Now let me just check my notes to see if there's anything that I missed, because I get going around the mulberry bush. My abstract circuitry gets carried away with me. And I forget to come back. So let me just make sure that I came back. Oh, I know. The other thing that I was going to talk through with you, just one more quick thing here, is how it feels when you come out of your hermit. Because this is something that a lot of people ask me about, is like, how do I know when the hermit is over? And this is one of those annoying things that I'm going to say. You just know. You will know. It's a body for me. And I encourage you to play with it in your own design. But for me, it is a body felt sense. I will go into this a little bit on the next episode as well. But I will say here that this morning I was on my walk and it was like, whoosh, boom, it was just there. Now, I have emotional authority in my human design. No clarity in the now. I have learned to feel my way through a lot of things in life. Next week on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about this big decision that we have been feeling our way through in my family for months and months and months. So part of the whoosh for me is that emotional authority coming through. Part of the whoosh for me is my second line hermit playing. Other part is my individual circuitry. If you have individual circuitry, it pulses on and off. Now I have an individual gate as my conscious son. Gate 8 is my conscious son. And I have individual circuitry elsewhere in my design. One of the places is in my root center. Gate 60 is defined in my defined root. Gate 60 is all about mutative energy, adaptation, innovation. Whoosh. That's a big whoosh, big ass whoosh. It is the energy in my design that is, I don't know. Oh my God, I know what I have to do. And it's just there. You will have your own version of whoosh. And your design. You will have your own version of how it feels for your second line to be called out. It is a pull towards the collective again. It is a pull out of you. No longer are you in that space of hard stop, can't do anymore. I'm ready, I can do this. That's how it feels as a second line. Now mine is going to operate in response as a manifesting generator. Yours will be different. Maybe you're a projector and you'll get the invitation. That you just know it's right. You'll be recognized for a gift that you're like, oh my God, that's what I want to do. Maybe you're a manifester and it's like, oh my God, that's what I need to start. That's what I need to initiate. It is going to be different for you, but you will feel it energetically. There's no denying it. It's like it's not there one day or one minute, and then boom, I can do all the things now. So my challenge for you, my invitation for you, is to really play with this piece of your design. Play with the scariness of allowing yourself to hermit, allowing yourself to disappear, allowing yourself to take a breath. And just notice how it feels to come out of that and how your work is so much better on the other side of that hermit phase.